Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
A 26-year-old Irish woman was killed in New York last month, and her family have now offered a financial reward for information. Claire McKenna was attacked on the 11th of October in the Queens area, not too far from her home. And her uncle and godfather, Nigel McKenna, is with us here on the programme today. Nigel, listen, thank you for joining us on the show. What happened, Nigel?
Good afternoon, Andrea. What happened was on October 11th, my brother, he was sleeping obviously at the time, he received a text at 3:11 in the morning from his daughter, Claire, that said help, and shortly followed was my phone was about to die. So at 6 o'clock when he woke up, he saw the text. He went to the location where her phone was last located. Went to the local police station, reported her missing, then started calling her siblings. Then they realised, because on October 10th, Claire was meant to... my brother had spoken to her in the morning and night, and she was meant to, in the afternoon, go into her new apartment, and all her furniture and everything was there, and she was so excited, and she said that's where she was heading that afternoon. But something happened that Monday, and that after 11 o'clock, because there's no more activity on our phone until she sent that text on the morning of the 11th at 10 past 3, that help and that my phone's about to die. So the next morning, the police informed, showed pictures to the family, and then informed that his daughter, my niece's body was found at 9:27 a.m. on the 12th in Queens, Queens Village.
I'm sorry to hear that, Nigel. And this is obviously close to, though, the family home, is that right?
It's not really, no, it's not close. It's probably 45 minutes in a
car.
Okay. It's like, with 17-18 miles. We don't know why she was over there. Where we live is we're very close to the city, maybe 4 miles from Times Square, and this is more closer to Kennedy Airport, just to give you a bit of perspective.
Yeah. Okay.
So we saw, my brother and I were looking, and we received the pictures from the detective of the bush where she was found. We went the next morning to the houses in the area because we saw that the houses had CT cameras, and we knocked on everybody's door, and we one of the houses my brother went into, the person invited him in, and he let him know that he already had given a copy of his camera of his footage to the police, and it shows somebody at 4:30 in the morning wheeling her down the street on a trolley. And then tucking her body, hiding it underneath a bush like a hedge, so no one would find Claire. And Claire was petite, she was beautiful, and a young chap going to school discovered her body around 9 o'clock, and then he called it in to the EMS, which is the ambulance. They arrived on the scene, they checked for pulse, there was no pulse, and they pronounced her dead on October 12th. At 9:27 a.m. And we are working with the homicide detectives, and we've given them a month, and they are doing everything they can to find who this person was that dumped her body. And we last weekend was a month's mine, and my brother and I went around and put up posters and flyers where her body was found, and put up a reward in the hopes that someone will come forward, and give information on who dumped her body.
And the footage that you mentioned that had been picked up on somebody's CCTV camera outside their house that saw somebody wheeling, you know, a trolley, and you mentioned a body in it. That the police there have obviously confirmed that, have they? That this was, they believe this to be.
I know. Yeah. Does yeah? The police have confirmed. But you know, it's allegedly, and you know, and
I know.
Proven guilty, and you can't see him all, or you have to see suspicious circumstances, because it's just different rules over here. But you know,
must have been very difficult, Nigel, I'm sure, for you and for your brother and Claire's dad, and in looking at that footage.
It's very difficult. It's very, very difficult, and it's very difficult for the family. We know Claire very well. We know who, you know, she was an aspiring singer. She has her own music on iTunes, with her sister, and you know, she was trying to make it in the music industry, and you know, and it's, you know, the people put out false stories, you know, to try to sell press, and we know, you know, that's not the case. We know that we want to find who's the person who dumped her body. We know Claire very well. She has a twin identical sister, and some of the newspapers have, you know, put out false news, and then we called them and said, "Where did you get the story?" And it's just they didn't get it from the police. They said they did, but the investigators don't give out any information. Everything's kept sealed. It's an open case. So to read stories that, you know, that was, someone put those track marks on her arm, but she didn't take drugs and she had psoriasis. So I was the one who identified her body. So I know.
Okay.
And I spoke, you know, and we know if those marks on her body, and she was fully clothed, and someone said she was partially clothed. So we were just, that was more distraught. That was more sad news, you know.
Of course it was for the family. Nigel, how are the family? Like, how Claire's twin sister, you mentioned.
She's devastated. When she read the newspaper and she said, "Uncle Nigel, is that true? They said she was face down." And I said, "No." I said, I met with the EMS workers, the people who found her, and they said it was like finding a princess on the street, because Claire was beautiful. And she said she was facing up, she wasn't facing down. And they're all distraught, you know.
Of course they are.
My son's, and he's in college in Canada, and he would talk to Claire almost every day as college students do. I don't know what to be talking about, but he'd be talking, walking around the house, you know, on FaceTime, and just so he took it really bad when he had to go back to college. And but her sisters are, but obviously her twin sister, identical twin sister, took it the worst. And it's, you have that, like the other night with her twin sister, it's like looking at Claire. So you're looking at Sarah, but you're seeing Claire, and you're constantly reminded that Claire's not coming back, and this is her, you know. And it was horrible for her. She was kind of looking at herself dead in the coffin, and it was just distraught for the whole family. You know, at the time, and it's still distraught every day.
Yeah,
you know, it's very sad.
The
month has passed.
It's just over the month mark, yeah. The month's mine. For the entire family, for Claire's mum and dad as well. Tell us a little bit about the family, Nigel, and when they moved to New York originally from County Louth.
Well, Deirdre, the mother, is, her family are from Kerry, and Deirdre was born here. Derek moved to is from County Louth. He boxed for Ireland. He's an Irish title. He's an All Ireland champion boxer. He played for Louth Minors, and so he came over here when he was 19 years of age, and he met Deirdre and got married, and then had four girls. Which is Mary and Sarah and Claire and Julia. And I came out here in 19, and then I went to Europe, and then I came out in 95. So we've been here ever since. You know, we love America, and we work hard and live an American dream. So it's just, we're just a normal family, just going to work, coming home, nothing special, but it's it's sad. It could happen to anyone. It could happen to anybody's daughter. It wasn't like somebody targeted her because she was pretty, you know. You know, she was very friendly, and maybe someone did that the wrong way. You know, so we're devastated. We're just, you know, I was with my brother and his and Claire's mom last night, and she just starts crying. You know, it's hard.
It's absolutely heartbreaking, Nigel, for the whole family. There's still strong links, though, with the North Louth area, and you've had a lot of support there in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I have six sisters at home.
And
two brothers. So I'm number 11, so we come from a big family. So we have like 23 nieces and nephews, and they have great nieces and nephews, and we come from Kilkerley. So it's very, it's very tight community, so people know each other very well.
Take your time, Nigel. I know it's very, very difficult.
So you're getting a lot of support from home, a lot of people reaching out to you, you know, sending you messages, which is really nice, you know, and it's very thoughtful. And people, you know, coming at different times, and family came over for the week, and people we've known in the GA over here that you hadn't seen in years all came to the wake. So there's a big Irish community, you know, in Gaelic Park here, the people. So all the members of there came. But back home, you know, we all of families back home, you know, just after a week. I counted my siblings and my nieces and nephews, and we were up like 91 or 92 in an immediate family, you know. So there's an army of us at home. So
yeah.
Claire had a lot of cousins and a lot of, you know, second cousins. We have cousins in England, and we have family in Italy and family in Canada. So it's sad, you know.
Absolutely. And I can see messages even coming in from people here today, Nigel, just talking about, obviously, from the Kilkerley area, you know, and just to say that they're all thinking, you know, of you and Derek and Deirdre and the girls and the family in New York at the moment. A financial reward, I mentioned, has been offered up, and I saw some of the pictures and the posters that you put up around the area in recent weeks. Have you had much response to that, or are you hopeful, Nigel, that will, you know, encourage somebody maybe with information to come forward to the police?
Yeah, we believe so. Because we could put up a lot larger reward, but we were instructed not to do so. If you think of the person who dumped our body, these people would sell out their souls. They're not nice people. They're the scum of the earth. So with the rewards, the posters that we put up, in the hopes that one of them will come forward, you know, and talk about the other person, you know, because we don't think this was a person, just one person, but we're hoping someone will come forward and give information leading to the arrest.
Yeah, it's a $35,000 reward that has been put up for information. And as we mentioned, the investigation there by the police still obviously underway at the moment as well. Nigel, listen, thank you for so much for joining us in the programme today, because I completely appreciate it's not easy to talk about, and hopefully there will be a, you know, conclusion to this, but it's terribly, terribly sad for you and the family. And I know Claire will be terribly sadly missed as well. And as I said, there's texts coming in there too from people in the North Louth area, just, you know, wishing you well and thinking of you all.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.